This is the first year Northern Illinois University will host the Illinois High School Association Football Finals. DeKalb will alternate hosting duties with Champaign-Urbana through the year 2021. The matchups are expected to bring in at least 30,000 fans. Many of those visitors will be buying gas, eating meals, and possibly staying overnight. That's music to Debbie Armstrong's ears. She sits on the planning committee and is the executive director of the DeKalb County Convention and Visitors Bureau. She says the state of Illinois is helping crunch the numbers for estimating the economic impact on the area.
The Office of Tourism has worked closely with us trying to calculate that. And obviously they work with numbers like, you know, how much is a gallon of gas? You know, what's an average meal cost in your area?
Whether it's DeKalb, Sycamore, or Rochelle, the area stands to gain money from sales tax.
If someone does stay in a hotel a night, that the average that person spends over and above their hotel is usually about $100 a day.
Officials with the planning committee estimate it will cost about $250,000 to put on the event. That money comes from sponsorships.
We are confident that we're going to, you know, two, three-fold make the money back into this area. Plus, the exposure is invaluable.
It doesn't hurt that many of these players are eyeing colleges for next year. There will also be some changes coming temporarily to Husky Stadium. Craig Anderson is an executive director for the IHSA and handles the football events. He says NIU's bid to host the games was strengthened by the fact it was able to customize its field to younger players.
The goalpost uprights are wider in the high school rules book, different than they are in the college. So after their game on Tuesday, they're going to put new goalposts in, and that'll adjust to the game. And that's a significant thing for our member schools competing, obviously.
But a lot of the work on game days will be done by volunteers. An estimated 200 volunteers will handle many aspects of ushering in spectators, taking tickets, and coordinating parking. Brad Hoy represents NIU on the planning committee. He says those volunteers will be trained to make the event as seamless as possible. No matter how welcoming DeKalb may be, half of the participants will leave with a loss.
Eight of those teams are going to walk away with a championship and be absolutely euphoric. The other eight are going to be very, very disappointed, including their fans. The key thing is that that's a once-in-a-lifetime experience for many of these young men who are participating, and, of course, the fans and the students and the parents. So we want to make sure that win or lose, everybody comes away a winner in the experience.
The games will be held next Friday and Saturday at Husky Stadium. I'm Jenna Dooley, WNIJ News.
And I'm Mike Moen. Those scrimmage plays you hear are being run by the Sycamore High School football team. They're getting ready for Saturday's semifinals round. Sycamore's athletic director Chauncey Carrick says there's a lot of excitement in the air.
It's just unbelievable how the morale of our school has gone through the roof.
It's only the third time the Spartans have made it this far. And while the school and its fans are proud of the team, the athletics department is also proud of how it has addressed player safety in the age of concussion awareness. There's been a lot of scrutiny on the NFL when it comes to long-term health effects from hits to the head. Carrick says his school fully embraces new guidelines and protocols implemented by the IHSA to make sure student-athletes avoid similar problems. Those rules were adopted as state law in 2011. They include getting cleared by a medical professional before being allowed to play again and educating parents and students about the serious nature of head injuries. Carrick also says coaches are careful about teaching their players certain techniques out on the field.
As far as tackling, we've always taught, you know, head to the side, use your shoulder. You know, you're not going to lead with your head.
Carrick acknowledges that there still might be some high school football programs around the country that lean toward the old play-through-pain approach. He says those programs need to change because the issue isn't going away. Kurt Gibson is with the IHSA. He says the association doesn't track concussions, but he says they're encouraged by the hundreds of notices they've received when players are taken out of games. Those notices began being filed when the state adopted its new rules.
It shows people are becoming more comfortable with the rule.
However, some worry that there are no penalties for schools that don't comply. A federal proposal from U.S. Senator Dick Durbin would include tighter regulations, but Gibson worries that added rules would serve as a deterrent for removing players from games. At the same time, Gibson applauds other elements of Durbin's proposal, including a focus on helping students in these cases make a smooth transition back to the classroom. Dr. Cynthia LaBella is a sports medicine specialist who has done plenty of work in the area of concussions. She says Illinois has made great strides in addressing the matter, but she worries some cases might be slipping through the cracks because schools aren't required to have athletic trainers or doctors on the sidelines during regular season games. That means some athletes seek clearance in ways where there's not an immediate line of defense.
And they go to the emergency room, and they don't receive a clearance from that emergency room doctor, but the parent just tells somebody at the school, the coach, oh, they were seen in the emergency room, they had a CAT scan, I was told it was normal.
LaBella says that's why education is key. And until all parents and students are aware of the consequences, she says there needs to be a grassroots movement that coincides with current efforts to make sure the message is received. I'm Mike Moen, WNIJ News.